Hey, friend, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited that you are here with me today. I wanted to start with setting the intentions for each month. I know I wish I would have done this with January and February, but it's okay. Here we are. And I'm sorry if I sound a little congested. I'm just coming off having COVID. So I still have like a little bit of a sore throat, a little bit of congestion, but starting to feel a lot like myself again, having more energy. And today I'm just trying to catch up with all the things that I kind of had to put off because I was sick with COVID. So anyway, I really hope you enjoy this episode. It's an episode about why we should set intentions, how to set them, and I kind of share with you my intentions for the month of March. So I hope you enjoy. Hey friend, welcome to the Balanced Nurse Podcast. Are you wanting more time on your days off to create healthier habits and actually work on your goals? Then this podcast is for you. I'm Ashley, and I used to be a burnt out nurse just like you. I know what it's like to feel exhausted and frustrated on your days off. I wanted to work out more, eat healthier, and enjoy time with friends and family. But I kept telling myself that run could wait till tomorrow. I was just too tired to fit in a workout into my busy schedule. Entering my 30s, I realized I had neglected my own health and personal growth. It was a wake-up call that inspired me to take control of my life. That's when I learned two key things: the incredible peace that time management brings and the beauty of real work-life harmony. And I want you, friend, to have this too. I'll share with you my tips and tricks on how to manage your time, create healthier habits, and be more productive on your days off so that you can achieve your biggest health and business goals. So let's pop in those earbuds, get that nurse bun up, and let's dig in. Hello, friend. Happy March. So excited that you're here with me today to really set the intentions for the month of March. So before we get into it, though, if you haven't already, if you're new here and you haven't already signed up for my weekly newsletter, the link is in the show notes. I highly encourage you to do that. I absolutely love writing these newsletters. It's like these little love notes from me to you. And this is really for anyone who's really struggling with not having enough time in the day to really tackle your priorities or your to-do list, or maybe you're really struggling with juggling these multiple roles in your life, maybe your professional duties with your personal well-being, maybe family roles, whatever that is, you're not alone in that struggle, my friend. And I, as a nurse, I understand how hectic and demanding our jobs can be, and how it can be a challenge sometimes to really maintain this healthy work-life balance. So I'm here to guide you in taking back control of your time, your precious time, my friend, that we do not get back, right? And that's why I think it's so important to live with intention and purpose. And so in the newsletter, I share some quick tips on time management strategies or productivity tips, tips on self-care, or something that I'm really loving during that week, whether it's a productivity tool, a habit, a routine, whatever it is, I love to share that with you guys if I really think that it's going to benefit you and your life. And so I am so excited. I really, really genuinely love writing these newsletters. So I encourage you to sign up. The link is in the show notes. If you're ready to say goodbye to overwhelm and really embrace a life with purpose and fulfillment, then I invite you to really embark on this journey with me in the newsletter. So link is in the show notes, and you can also go to bit.ly/balancednurse newsletter. All right, so let's get into today's episode. So excited. I actually was going to do kind of like a goal setting episode to start the month off. But I don't know why. I don't know about you if you ever feel this way, but when I look at my goals, I can sometimes get a little overwhelmed, maybe because I know that there's so much to do, or maybe such a huge, gap from where I am to where I want to be. And it can get a little overwhelming sometimes, right? And I can get a little anxious for sure. And I thought, you know what? Instead of doing that, why not just do an episode on setting the intention or intentions for the month of March? And I think that can really help us when we think about the habits that we're doing, the routines, maybe the rituals that we have in place for ourselves that are really going to support our bigger life goals, maybe to really support our values and our purpose in life, right? So I thought, why not? Let's do that. So let's dig into that, because I really do think that setting intentions can be such an empowering practice. And I feel like March is usually associated with like new beginnings, restarts, spring cleaning, decluttering our lives. And I figured, why not? This is the perfect time to start this. I wish I would have done this for January and February, but no worries, right? That is why we are here and we're getting started now. So I will quickly go into why we should set intentions, how to set them, and then I'll also share with you some of my intentions for the month of March and give you some questions to kind of think about to come up with your own intention or intentions for the month. Okay, so why should we set intentions? Why are they important? I really do think that whenever I have set intentions for the day, for the week, for the month, for the year, whatever it is, even setting intentions for when I'm going into a meeting or when I'm meeting up with some friends or when I'm doing any kind of activity, I find myself that it brings me more clarity. It brings me more focus, and it really helps me move forward with purpose when I take these actions. And so as nurses, we're really no strangers to the craziness of busy schedules, right? The demanding shifts, 12, 13, 14-hour shifts, and the endless to-do list on top of our crazy shifts, right? So I think that with setting intentions, it can really help us to anchor ourselves and really making sure that we're not just living on autopilot, that we're not just kind of drifting aimlessly, but that we're really moving towards things that truly matter. I mean, I don't know about you, but I know that when I looked back at my life back in 2021, maybe some of you don't know this story, but when I kind of went through like this identity crisis back in 2021, I really had to take a hard look at my life. And I looked back and I'm like, I really wasn't living with intention, with purpose. And I think that it took that last relationship that I was in, you know, that long-term relationship, it took me reflecting on that. It took that to really just kind of give me this wake-up call. It really was a wake-up call for me. Like, hello, what have you been doing? Like, yes, I became a nurse and there were so many great things that I experienced, travel and, you know, being in the relationship, all those good things. But I'm like, how do I want to now move forward with my life with more purpose and making sure that the things that I do in my life really align with who I want to become, what I want to do with my life, what I value in my life, and what's truly, truly important to me. And I really do think that setting these intentions are the first step, not the only step, but it's really the first step to embodying what you really want in your life. Okay, so that is the why. Let's get into how to even set the intentions. There's really no wrong or right way. This is just how I set my intentions, and I think it can really be helpful for you. So the first thing is creating that space for it, finding a quiet moment where you can really connect with yourself without any distractions. And friends, sometimes for me, that is in the shower, that is in my bed, cozy, in my cozies at night, that is in the shower, or sorry, I already said that, like in looking in the mirror when I've gotten out of the shower, maybe in the mirror in the living room. But most of the time, I really enjoy going outside with my journal, my warm cup of coffee or my matcha latte, and taking some time to just be out in nature, especially if the weather's really nice. I enjoy that. That is my moment to really connect with myself, again, without any distractions, without anyone interrupting me or pulling for my attention, and really asking myself some questions that I'm about to share with you now. Okay, so once you've created that space for yourself, now to really think about what your intention for the month should be, these are some questions to ask yourself that I love asking myself. And I have to ask myself, this is something that you have to ask yourself regularly, I feel like. But these are the questions. The first one is, what matters most to you in this season of life? And I say season of life because as we go through different seasons in life, if you haven't heard or listen to my episode on that. I think it's a few episodes back, but it's really like, how do we navigate these different seasons of life and navigate our priorities? Because it will change, my friend. When things happen in life, life happens. How do you decide, like, what is the most important thing right now in this season of life? Maybe it's not going after that business plan that you wanted to do, or maybe it's not going back to school. Maybe right now it's getting more financially stable. Maybe it's looking for partnership. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your family. Whatever that looks like for you, what feels right. And this is why I highly encourage you to really take the moment to put your phone away, create that space for yourself, that quiet moment. Because I think, just from my experience, when you unplug, when you disconnect, when you put your phone away and you really take time for yourself, you are going to hear your spirit, your soul, your heart talk to you and tell you, hey, this is what's important right now. This is what I really need moving forward this month, or maybe today or this week, whatever it is. So asking yourself, what's most important? What brings me joy? What are the things that I absolutely love doing that really bring me joy? Maybe that's being out in nature. Maybe that's having a clean space or traveling, or maybe that's spending time with certain friends or family members. Maybe that's going on a hike or doing some painting classes or dance classes, whatever that is. What brings you joy? Actually, something that's bringing me joy right now is I just bought a plant and I'm so excited for it. And I'm learning how to take care of it. And for me, that's bringing joy in my life. Okay, so what another question that I like to ask myself is, like, what do I need to let go of in order to bring more peace into my life, more love into my life, more harmony into my life, more adventure into my life? Like, fill in the blank, whatever it is that you want more of in your life, what is that, right? What do I need to let go of in order to bring more of that into my life? And this one can be hard, because sometimes that might be certain friendships, that might be certain relationships, that might be a certain mindset. And so it's really just kind of, again, connecting with yourself and being so honest with yourself. What are the things I need to let go of in order to bring more of whatever it is that I want into my life, for my mind, for my body, my emotions, my spirit? And I think this month is really a perfect time for decluttering, not just our physical spaces, but our mental and emotional spaces as well. And I'm really excited because I do have some episodes coming up this month on decluttering your physical and mental space as well. So I'm super excited. Stay tuned for those episodes, my friend. And another thing here is that I really want you to consider, what do you want to invite more of into your life? Like, I know we talked about what are the things that we need to let go of, but what are some of the things you want to invite more of into your life? Is that maybe being open-minded, or maybe open to dating? I'm just saying that because this is something I'm going through right now. Are you open to dating different people, maybe different guys that you're not, or girls that you're usually not attracted to, whatever that is? Maybe you're open to, maybe you want to invite more love into your life or more connection into your life. Right? But again, be ready to see, like, what is it that I need to let go of or release in order to have more of that in my life. Now, the third thing here that I'm going to mention is that the intention can be one word, can be a couple of phrases, or it could be something really clear and specific. For me, and again, this doesn't have to be perfect. It's just really just being aware of, like, how do you want to move forward? What do you, that way you are, you know, then when you start taking action in whatever area of your life or setting your priorities or planning out your week, you're keeping this intention in mind. And so right now I actually wrote it in my calendar so I can remember that as I'm going through the weeks of March. So for me, I wrote down less is more and that I want more peace. I want to have more peace and invite more peaceful, I guess, things, activities, thoughts into my life. And I want, that kind of requires me to release these people-pleasing tendencies. Now, that is for me, right? I'm like, less is more this month, and I'm going to declutter, I'm going to organize, and I'm going to donate some things, sell some things if I don't need it. Whatever it is, I'm just going to kind of like embrace that less is more, whether that is in my podcast world, in my relationships, in my friendships, in what I'm doing at work, whatever that is my intention moving forward with March. Some examples of other intentions, just to kind of get the wheels turning for you, is maybe the intention is to prioritize self-care for yourself this month, or embrace mindfulness. Maybe it's practicing more gratitude, or writing down your thoughts into a journal, having a journal habit or routine. Maybe it's also practicing self-compassion. I just had an episode about this. Maybe you're wanting to be more kind to yourself in the month of March. Whatever that is, whatever that looks like for you, I hope this kind of gets the wheels turning for you. But choose whatever feels right for you, whatever is going to really align with what's most important to you in your life. And to really just set it into practice, just remember when you wake up, if you need to write a little post-it note on the mirror or have an alarm on your phone, whatever that is, make sure to just keep that at the forefront of your mind and remember each day or each week as it goes by what your intention was for that month. So I'm so excited for you. Please share with me what your intentions are. DM me on Instagram. I would absolutely love to hear what your intentions are. And if you really found this episode super helpful, share it with a bestie. Share it with your nurse bestie or another friend of yours that you think that would really benefit from this. I'm so excited for what this month brings you. And until next time, my friend. All right, friend, did you enjoy today's episode? If so, don't keep the goodness to yourself. Share it with another nurse babe who's ready to elevate her life by managing her time and finding work-life harmony. And if you can, while you're at it, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. See you next Tuesday for another episode. Until next time, friend.